Now time for our ACCHS Coaches Insight Program, as we are up on week four of high school football tomorrow night. Brought to you by L&L Construction and Taco John's. Head coach Cody Tettmeyer joining us here as we continue on this week. Coach, let's talk about it. A big win last week. You pick up the first win here in 2024. It was a 43-8 final against Valley Falls. Just a few overall thoughts and takeaways from that last week win.
You know, to be honest, the boys really, really deserved it. We had a rough couple goes the first couple weeks, and we did not quit. We did not give up. You know, they continued to work, continued to get better. Had a pretty tough week of practice last week, kind of changing things up, and, you know, they came out on Friday. We had kind of a rough second quarter, but first quarter, third, and fourth quarter, we played extremely well, so we were happy to see that.
Yeah, I want to talk about the offensive line. You guys put together your best game rushing the football with 285 yards. You averaged over 10 yards a carry, and a lot of guys getting involved there, but it seemed like the offensive line had a good game for you.
Yeah, and that's one of the things that we changed around coming into it. We focused a lot of our attention on that offensive line last week. And, you know, they responded really well, and they created some holes and gave some room for our guys to run.
And then Max Bodorf, 9 carries, 168 yards, 3 scores. Cannon Crossland had a big night for you as well. Just talk about your two running backs.
We lean heavy on those guys every week. They're physical dudes. They're very athletic. They both do a good job of getting downhill. And like I said, we finally created some holes for them to run through. And, you know, they got good vision. They know what to do with the ball when they get it, and they did a really good job on Friday.
Well, it's hard to believe we're already up on week number four, so that's right at the halfway point here in the regular season, so it does go by quickly. But what would you say your team, as far as, like, improving upon, and what have you seen over the last few weeks, maybe compared to a few weeks ago when we first started this jaunt here this season? What are the biggest strides and improvements your team has made here over the last few weeks?
Really the biggest stride that I've seen – even from last year to this year, you know, the guys, they're really stepping up. They really want to improve. They really want to get better. They work hard for each other. They're encouraging each other. And I think that's probably the biggest change for us. You know, we feel like more of a team, and we can kind of handle anything. And there's a lot of positivity between each of the boys. And they're not scared to work. They come out and they work hard every day. And if we got something to fix, then they try to stay and fix it every day.
Couple more minutes here with ACCHS football coach Cody Tettmeyer here. It's brought to you by L&L Construction and Taco John's. District play gets going here on Friday night, and Oskaloosa, the opponent on the road. What can you tell us about the Bears?
They are much improved from a year ago. They're very physical. They got a new coaching staff, I believe. Very physical up front. They get off the ball really well. They got some athletes in the backfield. Going to be a really tough test. We're going to have to come out and play well.
Do you see them as a similar opponent to one of the first three teams? They seem kind of like a McLouth. Is that fair to say? Kind of what they do?
I'd kind of consider it that. You know, they run that flex bone. Sometimes it can be very, if your eyes are undisciplined, it can be very tough to stop. But if you read your keys, you know, it'll kind of lead you to the play. And so that's our biggest key this week defensively, is you have to keep your eyes where they're supposed to be and not get caught staring and watching and take care of your responsibility, and good things happen.
Well, it's certainly a challenging district, I would say. You got the two-time defending champs in Nemaha Central in there, and obviously here starting off with Oskaloosa. What's kind of the overall thoughts of the district here in 2024?
Seems like everywhere I coach, anywhere I coach, we always get stuck in a tough district, and this is no different. Obviously, sending Nemaha Central and Sabeth are two powerhouse teams that have been in the past, and you throw in a very much improved Oski and a much improved Royal Valley in there with us. You know, it's every week is playoff week. There's no weeks off from now here on out, and it's every single week it's either in the playoffs or we're not. So every week is meaningful, and that kind of helps out when there's something to play for.
Well, big opportunity here to get off on the right foot as district play gets going tomorrow night. Just give us a few keys for this game against Oskaloosa.
Discipline would be our biggest thing. Like I said, keeping our eyes focused on where they're supposed to be and not get caught in all the hoopla that maybe goes on in their offense to kind of get guys to get out of place. We've worked hard on being disciplined and being coached on where to be this week. Offensively, it's just simply getting off the ball and creating holes. Let our backs do what they do. Create some time for Cody to drop back and throw some passes if we need be. We feel like there's some holes in their defense that we can catch, and obviously, most importantly, take care of the ball. we want to be a clock management type of team, so we have to have the ball and we got to take care of it.
There it is. ACCHS football coach Cody Tettmeyer joining us here, brought to you by L&L Construction and Taco John's. Tigers going on the road to take on the Oskaloosa Bears tomorrow night in what is a Northeast Kansas League showdown, also a big-time district opener here in Class 2A. Coach, as always, appreciate a few minutes of your time. Good luck tomorrow night.
You betcha. Thank you so much. Go Tigers.